Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. We're into hour number two. We have Gary Johnson joining us, Republican presidential candidate. You know, I want to get his view on some of the other candidates as well, how the media is ignoring Ron Paul and, of course, Gary Johnson as well, who's certainly better than many of the other candidates. You know, after Ron Paul, Gary Johnson's a pretty good guy. I'm sorry to say I don't agree with some of his open border issues, because you can't have a libertarian open border when they're being put on welfare. And I know he's against that welfare, but the point is, it is what it is. I mean, 6+ billion people want to come here, and then they become anti-gun voters because they see the Democratic Party giving them all these free goodies as their buddy boy. And then they're taught liberation theology, all CIA, Ford Foundation run, divide and conquer, British model, great game, balkanization, divide and rule, playing us off against each other. Atomization strategies. Now, also coming up in the news, he worked on this for like 3 days, and we need to shoot a video about it because it's so important. Secret U.S.-Canada border deal. It's bad enough. It basically merges the three countries in the Security and Prosperity Partnership, Continental Security Perimeter, but it also hides a GMO takeover. Now, the U.S. is already a biological weapons waste dump of dying bees and other species, and highest cancer rates worldwide, fertility plunging, all under the genetic warfare operation. But now, under this deal, Canada and Mexico have to let the goody goods in. U.S.-Canada agreement, beyond just borders, streamlines and harmonizes food and auto regulations under North American Union corporate agenda. We got the SPP documents, and what a Rosetta Stone of how they operate from 4 years ago. The cover at Endgame, just every decision's made at these corporate roundtables where the heads of the bureaucracy, the heads of the federal departments of all three countries are there, same thing in Europe, and they are told what to do by the corporate bosses. They all have votes, they gavel, and then they turn to them and they say, implement. And a report is issued, and this is on record, and they literally, and at the top of the report, it's keep this secret. I mean, that incredible Banff Canada meeting is number one. This must be kept secret. The North American Union integration program to succeed must stay secret. Number two, crises are key. Flu crises for merger of nations. Crime crises for merger of nations. Terror crises for merger of nations. And, of course, financial crises. Was it financial, crime, terror? And they had one more, financial crime, terror. So busy doing the voice, I didn't see financial crime, terror. Oh, yeah, and biological, that was it. So I already said it. So I mean, go read it. It's public. Judicial Watch got it. I mean, it's a total lawless takeover. But it's not a guy like Mussolini in an outfit that looks like a clown, you know, with riding boots on or jack boots or Hitler running around looking like a complete idiot or Stalin or something looking like a complete moron. I mean, you know, that's from another caricature time. This is a group of corporate criminals who get certifications and boards and agreements and direct things, but then always have diversified responsibility so that no one can ever be blamed. Oh, the computer robo signed and took your house that we programmed. Oh, the computer stole the election. Oh, the drone is going to act on its own and bombs you. So, again, these criminals have learned how to engage in white-collar crime and get away with it by always fogging up who's really behind it. And so now it's just tyranny by that. And they have some teleprompter reader up there who takes all the blame, and the next teleprompter reader is brought in. Stay with us. Stuart Rhodes coming up.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back. Thank you for joining us. Top Chinese general is basically threatening World War III and saying that this can lead to World War III. What is happening? Headline, Chinese general threatens third world war to protect Iran. U.S. dispatches three more ships to the Persian Gulf area. That is all coming up. Secret U.S.-Canada border deal hides GMO takeover. U.S.-Canada agreement beyond just borders streamlines and harmonizes food and auto regulations under North American Union corporate agenda. This is huge. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, big article at InfoWars.com by Ethan Huff and NaturalNews.com. War on drugs is a hoax. U.S. admits to guarding, assisting lucrative Afghan opium trade. And they just have links to the mainstream news going, yes, we grow it, we ship it in, and then you go to prison for using it. Yes, we take your private bank accounts. Yes, ESPN covered up pedophilia. Yes, criminals run things. Yes, we're going to secretly arrest you and take your guns. I mean, again, this happens to every other country. We got a serious case of tyranny, and now they want to start shutting down free speech and other information. Now, I'm going to go to this clip from Stuart Rhodes. We're going to come back from break. the founder of Oath Keepers, and we're going to talk about what he discusses in this 10 minutes from the 15-minute interview I did last night at InfoWars Nightly News. It's posted in full at PrisonPlanet.tv. But he's never talked like this about the systems declaring war on us. That's what they have done with this bill they're trying to pass right now. It has passed without amendment so far to allow secret grabbing of Americans that literally disappear, executed, torture. They've got huge armies of paramilitary people that love Jack Bauer and want to torture conservatives and libertarians. They think it's cute and funny. I've shown you training manuals where mainline conservative groups are called terrorists, libertarians, Charles Key, state rep, wanting to investigate Oklahoma City, listed as a terrorist. I mean, of course, they don't recognize they actually work for the terrorist. They don't get that. So it's on. The bankers want to stage events to bring this in. So here's a 10-minute excerpt of the interview with Stuart Rhodes, and then we're going to come back and break down the fact that the system wants to orchestrate a conflict, and they want to force people into a position of the government being lawless, and so people basically have a civil war in this nation. It's part of the order out of chaos strategy. So we've got to find another way out of this before it's too late. Here it is.
You know, so far, politics has failed us. And really, I think that once you have this act in place and they start to use it, then you're talking about, you know, having crossed the Rubicon, and now you're maybe like 1774. You're on the eve of conflict. That's where you are. And the only real question then is a matter of time and how it's going to go and how you maintain the moral high ground, which our founding fathers did. And I do urge people to take a very close look at our history. They were pushed again and again and again until they finally had to fight back because they came for their weapons. And that's what's going to happen in this country. If they pass this bill, the next step will be they put all the pieces in the puzzle in place, and then they need an excuse or a pretext, as you talked about many times. Then there'll be a domestic terrorist attack or something like that will happen, and they'll start rounding up people. When they get to that point and it starts to happen, you will have no recourse but to fight. Same place that Solzhenitsyn was in when he talked about how they burned in the camps later, lamenting the fact that they waited and they did not fight back. That's where we will be. But we're not Russia. We're not Germany. We're not in Nazi Germany, good little Germans. There is a sizable portion of the population of this country who are not going to take it and who are going to fight back.
Well, Stuart, you're right. And the globalists have miscalculated. I mean, when you see Corzine making 40-1 bets with people's private bank accounts, and this is the main economic advisor to Obama, these are mentally ill people. They've got actuaries. They've got think tanks. They've got political scientists telling them what moves to make, but they're not going to be able to carry this out. There is at least 30% of the population that when they see others overrun and arrested and then tortured and trotted out all drugged up, could be you, could be me, who are going to go off. And I want to tell the military and police, the globalists are going to sit offshore and watch you get chewed up in a fight with the American people. It's very important that police and military really make a decision now which side they're going to be on, because this is a decision for all the marbles, their family, their country, everything. The tyrants we have running things, I've studied the different tyrannies, is so absolutely wicked and hateful. I mean, it's not some boss hog corruption, Stuart. Your comments on that?
No, you're correct. And that is their Achilles heel. And that's why I founded Oath Keepers. The military, you're right. Choose now whom you shall serve. Either you are, I'm talking to the military out there especially, either you are a son of the Republic and you will defend the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, or you are a traitor to your country and you are nothing but a lowly dog, an obedient dog to the powers that be. Choose now whom you shall serve.
Well, you know, that's what's so disgusting about this, Stuart. It's not fun being right. It's not fun that we've been proven correct. It's very sick. And the pace it's moving is so quick and so naked now. Undoubtedly, I mean, look at Fast and Furious. They got caught shipping tens of thousands of guns into Mexico, so they had CBS release. Oh, we allowed them to be sold at a few gun shops. Of course, it came out. It was drugs being shipped in the U.S. by the ATF, FBI, DEA, Border Patrol, Coast Guard, you name it, and several other federal agencies. It was
tens of thousands of guns, not just shipped out of the country, but to Honduras, Mexico, Illinois, Indiana, Florida, to gangs that were killing other gangs. And you find out our government literally is a mafia at the top of drug dealing criminals. And you find out they really did stage Oklahoma City. You find out they really did do all. I mean, people need to understand. I mean, we're not just sitting here demonizing people we don't like. I don't have words, Stuart, for my study to describe just how nasty these people are. And I don't think people understand. It's like you said, Solzhenitsyn said, what would have happened if we'd have met the secret police with hatchets and pokers, you know, when they came to grab people? Half the city wouldn't have been taken to their camps. The organs of the machine would have ground to a halt in days. And when you realize the very same mega banks that funded Lenin and Stalin are funding this now, they plan to do all of what they did in the Soviet Union here. They lick their lips and talk about how they plan to exterminate at least 20% of this country. They plan to take our kids and our wives and blow their heads off after they rape them. These are murdering absolute people worse than the Bolsheviks. And I don't say that for effect. These are wanton, bloodthirsty scum, and they have our flag on their shoulders. How do you deal with that?
Well, I think the important thing to always go back to is our Constitution and Bill of Rights. I mean, that's the truth. That's the Declaration of Independence, and that's why they don't teach that in schools. And so I encourage, especially those in the military right now, and also law enforcement, go back and read the original documents, read the causes for taking up arms in your forefathers' revolution. You will see it right there in the Declaration of Independence. It's the same exact thing. Nothing changes. Human nature does not change. It's the same will to power. It's the same totalitarian mindset that they faced and they fought. Look at what they wrote in the Bill of Rights to stop this from ever happening again. Look at what McCain and Lieberman and the rest of them want to do, and they want you to be the tool of oppression over your own people. See the truth. And when you see the truth and you understand that your children, your wives, your family are all in danger also, then you need to do what's right. And what's right is you must at least refuse, stand down and refuse to be a tool of oppression. But I'll tell you what, if they start using military force against the United States and against the American people domestically, you will have to make an even tougher choice. You will have to fight on the side of the people. You will have to make that choice, just like George Washington did, just like the militia in 1775, who was the military of the United States at the time. They decided, they made the choice, they must fight back against the crown, against the national government. They had no choice. You will have the same obligation.
Now, Ron Paul has talked about another possibility. Things may completely financially collapse before this happens, and that might take the steam out of these people.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The very first conversation I had with Congressman Paul when I was going to apply for a job with him, he was, you know, kind of worn down. This is back in 1998. And he said, I'm afraid that it's going to take an economic collapse to wake the American people up. And then I expressed the concern that, well, it could lead to more oppression like the Great Depression did. And so there is that. It's an open window. Like you said before, it's a two-way window of opportunity for very, you know, horrible, evil things to happen and a destruction of our Constitution and destruction of freedom, or it's an open window for us to resurrect it and restore the Republic. So when this window opens, and it will, economic collapse is coming, we need to be ready to make sure that we can push it through towards liberty. We better be prepared for that. But if we're weak, if we're not morally prepared, spiritually prepared, and physically prepared for it, for what's coming, then there's a chance that they could win.
Describe Ron Paul back in 1998. I mean, I've been interviewing him since 1996, but I don't know him obviously as well as you did working in his office for years. You describe worn down. I mean, this is a guy that does work 16 to 18 hours a day, totally dedicated. I mean, describe for people out there what he's like behind the scenes.
Okay, folks, we're going to back that up about 20 seconds, come back and play the last few minutes of this portion. And in another part of the interview, he describes how this is NORTHCOM, the Pentagon, under globalist control, openly saying, and it's always been in the last 10 years, now they're just being public, NORTHCOM is a military jurisdiction under military rule, military law, but this goes beyond Geneva Convention and military law. They're saying, we will arrest, we will torture, we will kill. You've seen them torture and kill citizens. And it's always somebody like a Lockheed. Well, he deserves it. But it sets that precedent. And then you get the manuals and the training, and you find out none of it's about Al-Qaeda. 24/7, it's the people that don't like the bankers. It's the real Americans who are informed. like Ron Paul, like myself, like you. You are the terrorist, according to the mafia that's taken over. Because in reality, they are the terrorists.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
What happened in Nazi Germany?
I got to lay my hand.
Well, Hitler was elected. Then he began dismantling their Weimar Republic, modeled after ours to a great extent. And the military and the police followed orders. And they went to Nuremberg and they at the trial and they said, well, we were told to do this. And it was, sorry, you're going to get hung. Following orders just doesn't cut it. And a lot of people that serve this system, whether you're bureaucrats, robo-signing, stealing people's houses, corporate bureaucrats, whether you're government bureaucrats, whether you're school teachers, school nurses that go along with lying and telling parents that it's the law to take vaccines when you know it's not. Nurses that take blood from babies knowing it's going into a globalist database, lying and saying it's a blood test. I mean, it's time to recognize just how many lies we're under and how people that are part of the lie think it's cute to con somebody. Don't you know you're being lied to as well? I mean, do you want your children to grow up in an environment like this? Do you want to grow up in one like this? You know, people used to say, don't let the New World Order come in. It'll be bad for your children. How about it's going to be bad for you? How about it is bad? You think this depression they keep lying and saying isn't a depression is bad now? It's designed to get a lot worse. And I say we need to reach out and use every InfoWar weapon we've got. Whether it's putting InfoWars up in public or whatever website you think is important, or starting your own local radio show or Access TV or calling in the talk radio, going to your state legislature, putting up banner hangs on highways, getting the buzz for liberty going to spread our counter-revolution against the globalist revolutionaries who are trying to overthrow our republic. They're the revolutionaries. You need to understand that. These are bona fide crooks. I mean, look at all the examples now. Fast and Furious. The examples go on for 10 hours. This is designed to get worse. Once the criminals start a tyrannical takeover like this, they've got to extinct all free market, all private wealth, all systems of strength, the family, anything that could ever resist them. They want to secure their crimes so they can carry out the really big crimes, which are always a Pol Pot or Hitler-type mass extermination. Why? Because they like it. History is 100% proof. You've lived under the hedge of liberty. I've lived under it. So it's hard to believe it can happen here. But it is. It's like pulling up to your house and it's been out of town and it's burned down. Or your pipes burst and there's a hole in your roof or a tree fell on your house. You pull up, your house is burned down. It happens. It can happen here. It is happening here. And we're inundated with this propaganda about how the government loves us and cares about us and how the citizens can't be trusted. It's classical tyranny. Let's go back to the end of this excerpt of the Stuart Rhodes 50-minute interview I did last night at InfoWars Nightly News. Here's the rest of it.
Since 1996, but I don't know him obviously as well as you did working in his office for years. Now, you describe worn down. I mean, this is a guy that does work 16 to 18 hours a day, totally dedicated. I mean, describe for people out there what he's like behind the scenes.
He's the same behind the scenes as he is on camera. That's him. You know, he's got endurance. Like, I can't believe that he's – I mean, I'm burnt out now. I'm burnt out even after just 2 years of doing Oath Keepers. I'm fried. I'm burnt out. And I can't believe he's been going like this for decades. It's amazing. So he just has the endurance of – I think it's because it's his calling. He understands that this is his place in history. And I think he believes and has faith that in the end, liberty will triumph. Otherwise, I don't know how it could keep going on. We had people on the staff there who quit and were just so despondent what they saw back in 98. This is, you know, way before the war on terror and this other stuff. But they were already so despondent about the incredible tide of statism and government power that they were going up against and corruption.
Yeah, it makes me cry, Stuart. I got to tell you, I think about what this country's going to go through. It's going to be horrible.
Well, we had the potential. We still had the potential for it to be like 1989 in Eastern Germany when the wall fell. If there's enough of an awakening in the people, you can reach that tipping point.
Well, that's what finally happened there was the military refused to shoot the people trying to get out.
That's right. And they all stood down all at once. And without their support, the Communist Party was done. The Stasi were powerless. They all ran and hid. And tore off their emblems and tried to hide in the crowds.
There's a famous photo when my mom was over in Germany a few years ago. She brought me back. And it was a famous photo of a family running through barbed wire. And the little kid is caught on it. And there's a series of them. And he takes the little kid and gives it to the parents. And, of course, they took that guy and tortured him and killed him. But that's a famous photo of the East German soldier. The people have gotten across. And he goes ahead and gives them the toddler, which seems like just a normal human act. But that was his death sentence. He should have just gone ahead and climbed on through and gone with him.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We are here live, and then, of course, we come back live Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, but that's not enough because we know this is our mission, and time is short. The enemy knows time is short. The globalists, the collectivists, the gangs, the control freaks, the psychopaths that we're fighting, who throughout history and society build these corrupt systems that free people have to get together and fight. We know that they're moving fast right now, but for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Newtonian physics have proven to be accurate, and there is a great movement of liberty and awakening happening right now. We're going to be talking to former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson, who's a Republican, a Libertarian, and also a presidential candidate, being ignored just like Ron Paul. And we're going to get his view on the debates and the economy and where the society's going in one moment. First off, I just want to add, we have a Christmas holiday special going that I've never offered something this good. And the small profit we make funds this independent media operations. You're also helping us keep the reporters and the news websites and the nightly news that we do. And that's not enough in the fight for liberty. We do the 5 days a week nightly news, 7 o'clock Central as well. You can get all 18 of my films that are on DVD, several Infowars.com, and In the Fed bumper stickers, and a citizen rulebook, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, things like that. All for $99.95. That's a $260 discount. It's normally $359 and change, and that is running up until Christmas. And you can order before the 19th and get it shipped to you and be absolutely guaranteed you get it here in the U.S. If you're outside the U.S., I'd order right now. Again, Infowars.com or call to order. Or if you have any questions, 888-253-3139. We've also got the Infowars.com T-shirts and more that support us, but also get the truth out everywhere. And you meet like-minded people. And that's always important. You'll be surprised how many InfoWarriors are out there. Okay. Now, going to our first guest, Max Keiser will be joining us after we take calls in the second half of the next hour. Gary Johnson has been referred to as the most fiscally conservative governor in the country, and he was the governor of New Mexico from 94 to 2003. He was a successful businessman before that, and, of course, he's now running for president, just like kind of like Ron Paul did 4 years ago, building up at least inject real ideas and issues. He's been a part of many of the debates. He's been given tiny amounts of time, just like Ron Paul, as the system basically kind of games things, like a mafia-run horse race where they let the – in a five-lap race, they give the other horses a four-lap head start and tie bowling balls onto Ron Paul and Gary Johnson. GaryJohnson2012.com is the website, and OurAmericaInitiative.com. Governor, great to have you here with us today, sir.
Alex, great to be with you and, talking about the debates. Being excluded from 14 of the 16 debates really kind of has a self-fulfilling prophecy unto itself. And the issue is that I'm not even in the polls that determine whether or not you get into the debate. So they identify ABC poll. You're having to show 2% in ABC poll, and I'm not in ABC poll. And when I'm in the poll, I show as well as others that are on stage. So you hit it on the head. It's not fair, and I really kind of feel put out by the Republican Party, that the Republican Party didn't stand up to this notion of just to put Johnson in the poll. We're not asking that he be in the debate, but just put him in the polls that give him an opportunity to potentially.
Yeah, they're not even letting you try to qualify in their rigged system. But take Ron Paul. He's number one, number two, or number three, even CBS admits, in all these caucuses and events that are coming up and in all these different polls. Sometimes they give him 89 seconds when the next candidate gets 3 minutes and people like Romney 11 minutes. I mean, if that isn't bold, in-your-face cheating and rigging, I don't know what is. I mean, that whoever they're ignoring, that's an endorsement right there. They're scared of you. They're scared of Ron Paul. And to a certain extent, they don't like Michelle Bachmann either. You know, that CBS memo came out, and they're really trying to shut you guys down.
Well, no, I think you hit it on the head, and at its base is the notion that it's unfair, and at the base is a message that really isn't getting heard, and not that a lot of people don't want it expressed, and that is, look, let's cut the spending, let's balance the budget, and then the whole thing with Occupy Wall Street, the notion that this country deals it out unfairly, It's payola. It's money to politicians that grant special loopholes to groups, individuals, corporations that are well connected politically, as opposed to the notion of a level playing field that all of us have equal access to the American dream. So, and in that context, Alex, I'm advocating the fair tax. For those listening, if you haven't checked out the fair tax, really check it out. It is as the name implies. It's fair. The more money you make, the more fair tax you'll pay. It'll promote savings. It'll do away with all existing federal
tax. Now, Governor, yours isn't like Herman Cain where he keeps the income tax but just at 9% and can later jack it up and also keeps the payroll tax, is it?
No, I would ask everybody listening right now to get online, check it out, fairtax.org. It does away with all existing federal tax, so corporate tax, business tax, income tax, does away with the IRS, does away with holding. Because it does away with the corporate income tax, if the private sector does not create tens of millions of jobs in an environment of zero corporate taxes, I don't know what environment could exist to where that would happen by the private sector. And then there's the whole notion of goods and services to China. Built into all goods and services right now is about a 23% tax. So by enacting the fair tax, you actually bleed that out so that American goods and services become 23% more competitive when we're exporting those goods and services, as would imported goods and services be subject to the 23% fair tax.
Well, again, I like you because you're for drug decriminalization, which is really important, obviously, because it hasn't worked. I mean, there's more drugs, and it's destroyed our society, and we have the highest prison population in the world, not just per capita, but period. And have you seen all these articles coming out where they admit our troops are helping grow the opium in Afghanistan?
Look, I just think right now, if we can't connect the dots between border violence with Mexico and prohibition, I don't know if we ever will. These are disputes that are being played out with guns rather than the court. And if you want to look to the debates right now, everybody on stage wants to build a fence, with the exception of Perry. And don't build a fence. I think that would be a terrible waste of resource. Make it as easy as possible for somebody who wants to come into this country to get a work visa, not a green card, not citizenship. But by the way, taxes won't even be an issue if we implement the fair tax, because fair tax is unavoidable. Whether you're illegal, legal, visitor, fair tax is unavoidable. And then, looking at border violence, with the exception of Ron Paul, every other candidate on stage wants to answer the guns on the border, the gun violence on the border, with more guns. Great.
What would you do as president with something like Fast and Furious? Because we always see the next administration protect the last administration, on and on and on. What's your view of Fast and Furious, Governor Gary Johnson, joining us right now, Republican presidential candidate? And after you tell us your view on Fast and Furious, which is, you know, in your neck of the woods, it's affected New Mexico, as you know, as well as Arizona. It's very close to the epicenter, even more so than Texas. In fact, there was some Fast and Furious in New Mexico, as you know, where you were governor. And then I want to get your view on Corzine's 40-1 bet being Obama's advisor. Now more bailouts to Europe and their central banks, and what you think of MF Global.
Well, the financial crisis right now in Europe is one of liquidity, and that liquidity crisis comes about as a result of potentially no payment on bonds. That's the reason, of course, for the last several weeks and sell-off when it comes to U.S. Equities is raising cash. You know, short-term, if Europe goes down the tank, short-term gold will go down tremendously. There'll be a tremendous spike down for gold simply because the banks have liquidity. So you're pointing out the fact that, you know, we're making the banks liquid. This doesn't address the underlying issue, which is the values of these assets have not been written down. And so I'm afraid that this is going to be something very recurring. We in this country should be pursuing strong monetary policy, not weak monetary policy. Returning to the gold standard, that would be a real plus.
Your long-term view on gold? Because worldwide governments are signaling turning printing presses up. Won't that drive gold and silver up, but also other commodities in the long term?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. But short-term, you could see an absolute, which is kind of what we've seen, the downward spikes have to do with liquidity and banks and their ability to sell off the liquid stuff. And so hence equities and commodities over the last several weeks. Now, of course, everything seems to be rallying at the moment. It's rallying on the basis of liquidity. And, yes, we're pumping more liquidity into a system global economically that we're going to have inflation everywhere.
Now, what is your take, though, specifically on Fast and Furious?
Oh, what an outrage. I mean, it's a total outrage. Governments are run amok. This is when you have a Holder running justice, and obvious, and maybe what this is obvious is that he's not running justice at all. Somebody else is. But this is what government can do, and it's government at its worst, and there ought to be some, and there ought to, well, there has to be accountability for potentially guns being used against ourselves. I don't even get the point. I don't get it at all. It doesn't make any sense from A to Z as far as I'm concerned.
Let me expand on what's currently happening and what you as a governor, as a presidential candidate, what your views are on this. We've seen the National Defense Authorization Act and the big debates, and the sponsors, Graham and McCain, now admit, yeah, we'll arrest citizens forever, throw you into a dungeon, and no one will know where you went. And now they've got another bill to go ahead and say, okay, it is torture, we're going to legalize torture. I mean, they can't legalize barbecuing black children on the White House lawn. You can't legalize raping a woman in an alley, even if Nero or Hitler says so. And we see the Republicans involved in this. We see Newt Gingrich promoting it. We see Newt Gingrich, who supported government health care and all this. What is your view of the open authoritarianism being pushed? I'm sure you heard Homeland Security's putting lampposts up everywhere with microphones in them. TSA on the streets of America. What's your view on how fast all this is moving?
Well, it's moving really fast, and all to our detriment. Is it making us any safer? It's absolutely not making us any safer, and it's getting worse, not better. You know, I'm making three promises running for president of the United States. One is I promise to submit a balanced budget to Congress in the year 2013. Now, Alex, that's promising to submit a balanced budget. I can't promise a balanced budget, but I'm promising to submit it. So that's a 43% reduction in government spending. And included in that would be, ideally, would be eliminating the Department of Homeland Security, the fact that it's so redundant. I just happen to think there's a 43% redundancy or overage built into every single department in federal government. Fast and Furious is an example of that. I mean, what is this? This is too much time on people's hands to think up an absolutely nuttiest thing that you could possibly think of. I mean, is it an afternoon think session where they drink Manhattans? I'm not sure, but it makes no sense whatsoever. And so balance the federal budget, cut 43% of government, and that starts with Medicaid, that starts with Medicare, that starts with military spending, the big three.
Gary, you're running for president, trying to interject your brand of libertarian ideas, and obviously they're shutting you out because they are scared. I mean, if you were given equal time and brought up these ideas, they're very popular with Republicans and a lot of libertarians and even liberals that are halfway awake. I mean, that's why you won by such big margins there in New Mexico, and then left like you said you would leave after a time. I mean, clearly they're not letting you have equal time or anything close to it, keeping you out of the majority of the debates, as you said, because they are scared of those ideas. So I think, in a way, that's a compliment because they understand that freedom is popular. But going down this course, the authoritarians, it looks like, will at least be able to get us a few more, you know, football fields down the road into tyranny. Where do you see America in a year or two if this course has not changed that we're on right now?
I really believe that we're going to experience a monetary collapse. I just don't think that it's avoidable. You can't continue to spend more money than what you take in. And so that's the negative side. The really positive side of this is that we can fix this. We can live within our means. And I really think the fair tax serves as a foundation for all of that. By the way, it's revenue neutral, so you still have to cut 43% from government spending. But this is something that we can get under control. I'm also promising as President of the United States to veto any legislation where expenses exceed revenue. Okay, so I'm going to submit a balanced budget to Congress. They're going to have nothing to do with it. They're going to submit me spending that exceeds needs revenue. I'm going to veto it. They're going to have to override. I just suggest to you that in the scenario that I just pointed out, promising to do those two things, spending will be less than any other scenario that could possibly be presented.
But again, they won't even let you in. What did you say? Of 16 debates, you've been excluded from 14?
That's correct. And that has a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, when you're out on the stump, if you will, the stump is different if you're not even a candidate. And by not even a candidate, I'm afraid that if you're not on stage, for most people, that qualifies you as not being a candidate. And when you're given a survey, whether that's online or mailed to you over the telephone, and your name's not on that survey, that even makes it more difficult to... there's no qualified. I qualified for the CNBC debate 3 weeks ago. They had two criteria. One was 3% in any national poll. The other was be a registered candidate for president. Well, I was at 3% in a CNN poll.
Sure, and Newt Gingrich was at 3% a month ago. Now he's the front runner. And, I mean, he's stay there. We'll be right back. Final
when
second.
When the going gets tough, the tough gear up at OpticsPlanet.com, the premier online retailer of military, hunting, and tactical gear, featuring over 100,000 unique products from top brands and live product experts to answer all of your questions. For a limited time, Optics Planet is offering a special discount to GCN listeners. Just use the coupon code GCN to save 5% on most purchases now through December 23rd. That's coupon code GCN at OpticsPlanet.com or call 800-332-OPTICS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Okay, this is breaking news, and I'm glad we've got former New Mexico governor and presidential candidate Gary Johnson on with us. Obama lawyer, citizens targeted, if at war with the U.S., and of all people, Dianne Feinstein is trying to offer an amendment saying you can't arrest citizens in the U.S., but you can't have troops on the streets. Now, and the Obama lawyers have come out and said, no, if U.S. citizens are at war with the U.S. military, they can kill you anywhere. Well, under common law, anybody attacks military, citizen, whatever, you've got a right to defend yourself. I mean, they keep saying, let our military fight al-Qaeda that's American. They've been killing them. They lie to the public about all of this. They're talking about getting rid of Posse Comitatus, using full military on the streets, which the Pentagon was given orders years ago to get ready for, Army times, you name it. And now they're just out in the open. Gary Johnson, what do you make of all of this? Because the president's saying, I don't need Congress to pass a law to give me this authority, so I'm going to veto it. He's not saying he's going to veto this declaration of war against the American people because he doesn't like it. He says he already has that power. Gary, what would you do as president with this type of garbage?
Well, it's also, I mean, this is the breaking news of the moment, but if we go back, I don't know, 2 months ago, when Holder issued a letter saying he was going to crack down on medical marijuana facilities in California, when Obama had earlier said that the last thing he was going to use federal resources for was to come in and counteract something that state citizens had voted on, whether it was their legislature or whether it was them as citizens. And in this case, we're talking about medical marijuana in California. So it's as you alluded to earlier, talking with you here, it's just one thing after another. And it's all about more government, not less government. And we're broke. I think the biggest threat to our national security is the fact that that we're borrowing or printing money to the tune of 43 cents out of every dollar that we're currently spending.
You're right, Governor. But in closing, look at Europe. You know, I'm sure you're a financial guy. You read the news. It says Goldman Sachs dictatorship. You know, all power in European nations transferred to banking system. So in a way, these guys want to be the last people standing. They like it that we're going bankrupt. They want to wreck things. I mean, I that's the only thing you can come away with, because the very culprits then pose as the saviors, the crony capitalists who are the opposite of free.
The root of all evil is the fact that it is crony capitalism. It's not free markets. It's crony capitalism. The system's up for sale. And people pay for it, and politicians pass the special favors, if you will, and rather than the notion that this country is free and that we can all partake equally in the opportunities that it presents, it's not. It's a stacked deck.
And then the very crony capitalists through MSNBC and CNN demonize the free market and say, well, what we need is more socialism, because they know they can go in and lobby and get that socialist money they take from you and I. We've got to get that message out. And Governor, I just want to thank you for running, because you are injecting real issues and a perspective that the establishment doesn't like. And that's why they're trying to preclude you. But you are getting the message out to a lot of people. And so I appreciate you running for president, so that at least if you didn't run, we wouldn't know they were rigging debates. I mean, you've got to probe this corruption to be able to expose it.
Well, and a big, same to you, Alex. You keep talking about it. There are more people listening, not less people. And thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Governor. We know things aren't going to get better if we don't engage these people. Resistance is victory. GaryJohnson2012.com. Thank you, Gov.
All right, thanks, Alex. Bye.
All right, there he goes. Hopefully get an update from him on the campaign trail. Yeah, they're definitely scared of his decriminalization thing, because that's how they sell modern slavery. They bring it in, they catch you on it, they put you in the prison owned by big banks that launder the drug money. Stay with us. Your calls are straight ahead. 800-259-9231.
Visit GCNLive.com today.